Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today's date is Thursday, December 3rd, 2020, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today, we're reading from the Big Book. We're in the chapter, There is a Solution, on page 20. We're starting off with paragraph 5. We're going to read and comment on two paragraphs today, starting with moderate drinkers have little and ending with needed medical attention. Today's readers are Naomi B. for the 12 steps, Martha Z. for the 12 traditions, Kathy Jo P., Dion R., and Brandy M. Jody E. will greet our newcomers after we stop the recording, and then Leslie M. will close us out with some announcements. The share ID reference number for the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for yesterday, Wednesday, December 2nd, is 15902. That's 15,902. And the reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, is 15909. That's 15,909 for Thursday, 12:03 at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover, yay, through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Naomi B. to please read the 12 steps.
Hi, thank you, family. Hi, Martha. Good morning, family. This is Naomi B., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater outside Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The 12 steps. 1, we admitted we are powerless over food, that our lives have become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admit it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service, and I pass.
Thank you, Naomi B. I will now ask Martha Z. to please read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, Elaine. This is Martha Z. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater by the grace of God, and I'm from where Naomi is. Tradition 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, the loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group ought to be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, and the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Martha Z. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted using star 1, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are in the chapter There is a Solution on page 20. We're going to read paragraph 5, and we're going to read and comment on two paragraphs today. I will ask Kathy Jo P. to please begin reading.
Good morning. This is Kathy Jo P., a recovered compulsive overeater in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Moderate drinkers have little trouble in giving up liquor entirely if they have a good reason for it. They can take it or leave it alone. Then we have a certain type of hard drinker. He may have the habit badly enough to gradually impair him physically and mentally. It may cause him to die a few years before his time. If a sufficiently strong reason, ill health, falling in love, change of environment, or the warning of a doctor becomes operative, this man can also stop or moderate, although he may find it difficult and troublesome and may even need medical attention. So this is a good one right after Thanksgiving because I just spent Thanksgiving with most of my siblings, and I appear to be the only true alcoholic / compulsive eater. At one point over the holiday, my brother Frank said to me something to the effect that he's always working on staying fit and not overeating. And the difference between me and Frank is when he takes these disciplines, such as, not eating after 6 p.m., making sure he gets a run in a few times a week, not having more than one dessert. You know, he has these guidelines that he can follow. Whether or not he's a moderate eater or a hard eater, I'm not so sure. But I know he is able to curb and discipline and follow certain restrictions, literally restrictions, that work for him. And for me, I couldn't follow any restrictions. I came in the rooms, back to the rooms, in 2012 completely out of options. I couldn't follow any guidelines. And I remember thinking, you know, I'm only going to have planned sugar. And while I was checking out at the grocery store, I would literally, in a fog, accidentally buy caramels. And I would eat them before I got home. And then I'd remember 2 days later, I was not going to do that. I was actually not going to do that. So I got to the point where the willpower that I had, the guidelines that worked for me, literally did not work at all. And I was grasping, I was hoping, I was searching, I was desperate to find a way that worked for me, some restrictions that worked for me. And I thought my willpower was still there, tucked away. But thank God I came back literally crawling on my knees with my crotch of my pants splitting open at 303 pounds out of options, knowing it would not work for me anymore. And I think I'll pass with that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Kathy Jo P. Great start. So although we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you have not commented since Monday, then you are most welcome to get in the lineup. Please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name.
Kristen R.
Kristen R.
Mary G.
Ooh, such syncopation you had that I didn't get either name. Could you try that again?
Ryan C.
I heard someone C and someone else. I'm sorry.
Kayla T.
And Ryan
Kayla T.
C.
Kayla T. and Ryan C. Anybody else?
Kara L.
Kara L. Yep.
Mary G.
And Mary G. Okay. I have Christine R., Kayla T., Ryan C., Kara L., and Mary C. And room for one more. Anybody else want to jump in? Okay, let's get started with that. Christine R., you'll be followed by Kayla T. Please go ahead, Christine.
Thank you, moderator. Thank you for your service, and thank you to everybody who made this meeting possible. My name is Kristen R. in Virginia. I'm a compulsive overeater. And, you know, my disease wants me to feel separate, different, and alone. So it uses these paragraphs to tell me, you're not like everybody else here. You don't belong here. You're not as bad as these other people. And the truth is that maybe I've never been hospitalized, you know, maybe I've never been over a certain weight, but I have used food my entire life to calm the emotional turmoil that's existed in my heart and in my head for decades. And, you know, I might just be like that alcoholic who drinks gradually throughout the day, but I keep eating and eating and eating so that I can just calm down the nervousness, calm down the restlessness, the irritability, and the discontent that I identify so well with. So I'm really grateful that this book talks not only about the allergy of the body, but the mental twist of the mind, because that's where it really comes into play for me, that I get very twisted around qualifying, not qualifying, do I belong, don't I belong. And at the end of the day, the most important thing is that I do belong here. I am a compulsive overeater. And even though I'm not exactly like everybody else here, even though I'm different, we're all different. We're all diverse in how we eat. And that's the beauty of this program, that it welcomes anyone who wants to stop eating compulsively, period, end of story. And I'm so grateful for that, because if I didn't have this program, I would be a bigger mess. And with that, I pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Kristen R. Kayla T., you're up next, followed by Ryan C.
Hi, Kayla T., recovered compulsive overeater in Golden Valley, Arizona. When listening to these couple paragraphs today, it made me think about, you know, times in my past where perhaps I was a moderate eater, and you know, I was able to kind of take it or leave it, so to speak, and how progressive. It reminds me of how progressive it was, because when we get into that second paragraph, you know, the impairment of physical and mental stuff, you know, I can see clearly in my history where I started to become so acutely aware of how uncomfortable I was, how uncomfortable, like that jumping off point, you know, where something that used to be so useful for me was no longer becoming useful. And I didn't, you know, it was like that line that I crossed, the strong reasons, ill health, falling in love, you know, like the previous speaker person sharing talked about, that perhaps I didn't have these exact, you know, warning of a doctor and things like that. I definitely can find the similarities in, you know, reaching a level of desperation and trying to control and enjoy life as though I thought it needed to be by seeking out doctor's suggestions for, you know, things like body modifications or, you know, different surgeries that might be available to me, you know, and what would I need to do? Just the insanity of trying to accomplish that so that I could make something happen in my, you know, my full flight from reality mind. I could not, you know, I can't wait till we get to the next paragraph, because, you know, it's like, oh no, I couldn't do that. Although I'm very, very acutely aware of me trying to moderate, although being difficult and troublesome, you know, I can remember just trying to do that. And I'm so grateful for today, you know, after working the steps, you know, I realize now, you know, that this is a spiritual issue, and I'm no longer going to be able to fix my insides by reaching for anything outside of me. It has to come from my connection to higher power. My job each day, my only real job, is to be of maximum service to those about me, to help another achieve this lifestyle, and to stay in constant contact and thought of others and with my higher power. I can't do any of this without that unblocked
central reminder.
Thank you. The unblocked channel, you know, and I only get to do that with 10 steps and new fellows. So I'm grateful for the meeting. Thank you. And for all of you.
Thank you very, very much, Kayla T. Ryan C., you're up next, followed by Kara L.
Thank you, moderator. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can. Thank you.
I'm Ryan Kate. I'm a compulsive eater from Waynesboro, Tennessee at the moment. And I just want to say how grateful I am that you guys are still here. I came to this meeting a long time ago. I had a continuous abstinence for about 13 years and then lost my abstinence and have been in pretty intense denial ever since. So I'm just immensely grateful to be back in this meeting that uses literature that I can hear, that reminds me, as the past few speakers have said, that, you know, I'm just a garden variety compulsive eater. You know, I'm not different than, I'm not apart from, I'm not better or worse than, I'm just garden variety. And that's really important. You know, I'm amazed at how denial plays such a huge part in my life. You know, I've been an athlete most of my life, and it's amazing how I've been able to use that as like, well, I'm not that bad. I'm still doing this, so I must be okay. You know, and I'm just really grateful that, you know, 3 weeks ago the wool got pulled from my eyes again, and I was able to actually see what I'd eaten myself into and how sad that is. And just, you know, I know that the only solution lies within the steps and with being a part of being in the rooms. So I'm really grateful that just for today, I can say I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to be a part of. Thank you for keeping this meeting going. I appreciate all your shares so very much.
Excuse me, could you please repeat your name again?
Sure, it's Ryan C. Ryan Kate.
Ryan Kate?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you, Ryan Kate. Thank you very much from Tennessee.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks for your sharing. Kara L., you're up next, followed by Mary C. Please go ahead, Kara.
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Thank you to those who are doing service on this meeting today. And thank you to those who have already shared such good stuff already. And I was just, when I was listening to this being read this morning, it reminded me of that moment when, you know, I could, and, you know, there were times in my life, really in my life, where I could manipulate the food, my weight, and things like that. And then there was this moment when I looked at my husband and said, I just can't diet anymore. I don't understand. You know, that dawning that my disease had progressed so far, that my compulsive overeating had gotten to a point that my willpower alone couldn't keep it in check. And I didn't know what to do, you know, at that moment. And thankfully, you know, situations came that I ended up in the room 17 years ago, you know, that I walked into that first room. And I didn't understand anything people were saying. I didn't understand the vocabulary. I looked around and I knew there was an answer. There was a solution, as our book says in the chapter we're in, there is a solution. And I never left. The only thing I've done perfectly for the last 17 years is that I never left. And today, you know, today, when I say I'm a compulsive overeater, I am so grateful and thankful because it allows me to have a connection with a higher power that I never even imagined in that moment when I said I could no longer diet. I never imagined what I would have today, food neutrality, have fellows that I could be vulnerable with. You know, all of those walls that I built for so many years, I know that my fellows understand them, and I know that I can pick up the phone and call anyone on this meeting and share a 10th step and be real and true and honest and find that connection with my higher power. I know today most of my troubles are caused by self, and that I need to work this program to stay out of self and in my higher power's will, because that's where my life goes smoothly and easily, you know. And when we're reading these descriptions, I had this nostalgia of, you know, this is where you were and this is where you are today, and the gratitude of all of it.
Gentle reminder.
Thank you, Ling. And I think I'll end on gratitude. Thank you for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you, Kara L. Okay, we have Mary C. up next, and after that, we will take another lineup. But people who would like to comment on page 20, paragraph 5, we're commenting on two paragraphs, beginning with moderate drinkers have little and ending with need medical attention. Please go ahead, Mary G.
Hi, this is Mary G. I am in Chicago, Illinois. You know, as we read these paragraphs, it brings me back to when I first came into program. I was pretty young, and I didn't have the correct vocabulary to describe, you know, what exactly I was. And I don't even know if that, I don't think it really even matters, you know, if I had the correct vocabulary to describe this disease. But if I did, I think I would be, I would have described myself very much as like these moderate or hard drinker. I wasn't understanding the allergy aspect of the disease for a very long time. In all honesty, up until quite recently, I don't know what my deal was. I don't know if I was just so in a food fog and still using my substances, but the allergy aspect of the disease went completely over my head. And I have to say, I'm so grateful to find this meeting and to have the big book, you know, have someone bring me through the big book exactly as it was intended. I had a tendency to try to overcomplicate. What a surprise. You know, not me. But I had a tendency to overcomplicate, and it's so simply written in the doctor's opinion. You know, I don't react the same as other people do to certain substances. Simple as that. I do not have the same reaction. So I'm not a hard drinker. I'm not a moderate drinker. I'm the real deal. And we didn't get to that paragraph yet, but I'm the real deal. And I'm so grateful for this meeting, because it was shown to me in such black and white, simple terms. And that's what I need. I don't need any watered down, overcomplicated version of it. I have an allergy, a physical allergy, and the remedy to that allergy is this spiritual program of action. And yeah, that is all I have. I will pass. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary G. Okay, so we are ready to take another lineup, but although we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you have not shared since Monday, we invite you to press star one to unmute and get in the lineup.
Noel E.
Noel E. and Mo H.
Deb E.
Okay.
Rose. Deb E. And did I hear Rose?
Maggie Rose.
Ivy S.
Maggie Rose. And what is Ivy? Ivy S?
Yes.
Okay.
Margot
P. And Margot P. Let's stop here. I think we have just enough time for each of you. All righty. So I have Noel E., Mo H., Dev E., Maggie S., Ivy S., and Margot P. So Noel, you'll kick us off, and you'll be followed by Mo H. Please go ahead, Noel.
Hi. Noel E. I'm so grateful for everybody's service on this line. I can't tell you what it means to me. I just, reading this paragraph, the thing that is standing out to me is the change of environment portion. And I'm in the steps right now with my sponsor, and she is such a gift to me, because I haven't been unblocked yet, and I keep throwing I keep creating the conflict of saying I have to get this figured out, and I have to, you know, I can't do this job, and this is a breeding ground for my disease, and just all these things that are different ways that my disease has only strengthened over time. And I'm sorry, guys, I can't turn off this dinging in my car. From every single person who's spoken this morning has said something that has just, I just have seen the heavens open up, and know that this is a place of belonging for me, and I've never felt at home like I feel at home in these rooms, quote unquote. I'm trying to keep my hand out for God to lead me, and I'm grateful, so grateful for
this moment and everyone here. I'll pass it.
Thank you very much, Noelle E. Didn't mind the bells at all. okay, so Mo H., you are up next, and you will be followed by Dev E. Please go ahead, Mo H.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Elaine, for your service on Thursdays. Yes, this is Mo H., recovered compulsive eater sugar addict in Walnut Creek, California. I was in the rooms a long, long time, and I never saw these, you know, three descriptions. Tomorrow will be the third one of, you know, a compulsive eater or an alcoholic or whatever. Until I just started studying this book with my sponsor 5 years ago. And this just jumped out at me. I said, how long has this been here? So moderate drinkers, and then heavy or hard drinkers, and then tomorrow we'll be studying about the real ones. And so, you know, I looked at these and I thought, so I probably started out as a moderate person, a moderate eater. I remember in grammar school, I could have, you know, anything I wanted. I was a dancer, so, you know, that pretty much kept my weight off. And then when I went to high school, we had transferred 3,000 miles from the East Coast to the West Coast. I started to put on weight, about 13, 14. And I remember my first diet came in a paper bag in the mail, a brown wrapped thing in the mail. It was a book or something, I can't remember. But anyway, that's when I started dieting. And, you know, I could do it, get the weight off. But then I progressed to the next one, a little bit more. Then I started having trouble. I would go on the diet, get the weight off, or some of it off, and then I'd, you know, pick up somehow, not knowing. Didn't know about the allergy of the body and the obsession of the mind. Didn't know about it at all. I just said, gee, I think I have trouble. You know, I just like to eat. I like food, I like all foods. So reading this and understanding it really helped me see the progression of my disease and how it eventually went haywire, and I couldn't stop. Couldn't stop myself from starting, and I couldn't stop once I got started. And so I'm so grateful for this meeting, because all of you have helped me through a very difficult time. I'm still in it, and not to eat over it, but to do 10 steps over it. And I also have a prayer in here, which says, help me not judge others, because I don't know which aspect of the disease other people have. There may be people in our rooms that don't need to work the program as hard as I do, but I have to work it hard every day, every day. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo H. Okay, Dev E., you are up next, followed by Maggie Rose S. Please go ahead.
Hi there. This is Dev E., recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. It's great to be on the meeting. And, you know, like a lot of people have shared, this moderate drinkers, I thought I was, I think I tried to convince myself just through my denial that I was a moderate compulsive overeater because, you know, for a while there I could successfully diet. I could control my eating for periods of time. Of course, it didn't last, but I had long stretches, which just kind of contributed to me denying that I really had a problem. And I certainly didn't think I was the hard drinker, right? In my mind, the hard drinkers were the people who were obese and the people who were anorexic and the people who were bulimic. And I thought, well, as long as I don't go to any of those extremes, then I don't really have a problem with food. But it did get progressively worse. And, you know, even years into program, I really didn't want to believe how progressive this disease is. You know, even though I had recovery, I was kind of in denial about that part. I wasn't willing to risk, you know, testing it out. But in the back of my mind, I was thinking, well, it's not really, you know, progressive. And then I realized one day how much extra stuff I have to add every day to my spiritual program, every year that I have to add to maintain the same abstinence that I started with so many years ago. And for me, that was the proof that it is progressive, because if I just have to keep adding things to maintain the same thing, then something's going on in the background, you know? And I also got to the point where it just got so bad I couldn't stop anymore. And then that sense of control was gone. And because I never really was in control, it just hadn't progressed to the point that was, you know, enough to convince me yet. And the people around me weren't convinced either. You know, the people around me also thought that I didn't really have a problem because I didn't have weight to lose, because I wasn't exhibiting any, like, physical symptoms, really, unless someone really paid attention, then it would have been obvious, but it was easy to kind of overlook. Anyhow, I think I'll pass with that. Thanks so much for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Deb E. Okay, Maggie Rose S., you're up next, followed by Ivy S. Excuse me, make that Ivy S. Please go ahead, Maggie Rose. Star one to unmute. Maggie Rose?
Okay, sorry. I thought I was unmuted.
We got you now,
Rose.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
I'm Maggie Rose, a recovered eater. I spent a long time since I've been on this line, since I've spoken on this line. For years thought I was, I just tried to control my eating. I was more focused on my weight than whether this was for a long time, rather than, you know, whether this was a real malady of some sort. And thought myself, as others have said, that compulsive eater were the people that were, you know, very obese or had other manifestations. But then I went through a long period in the program where I thought I was working the program, but I still was trying to control my eating. And so I think I was, you know, way beyond the moderate eater for a long time that I didn't really realize. And fortunately, I really feel that I've, at least for now, for the past 5 months, that I have accepted the fact that I am a true compulsive eater, and I know that's for tomorrow. But, all those myths and games that I played with myself around, I could have some of this, I could have a little, it didn't matter if I had, you know, a little more than what I had committed to having. This was in the days when I was working a fairly stringent program. And now I find, you know, just a release from that. And I'm really committed to being part of these meetings and on this line every day if I can possibly do it. And I'm really happy to be here. And with that, I'll pass.
Happy to have you here, Maggie Rose, and everybody on the line, especially newcomers. Welcome, welcome. Ivy S., you are up next, followed by Margot P.
Hi, can I be heard?
Yes, you can. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Ivy, compulsive overeater and bulimic, grateful to be on the line. This reading is really good. It reminds me about, the lies I would tell myself. Here it says, sufficiently strong reason, you know, ill health, falling in love, and all of that. That's kind of what I would say to myself, that when I got married, I would stop the bulimia. And then later, when we bought our, first house as a couple, you know, it's a fresh start. And now I'm going to stop binging and then purging, and I'm going to start eating healthy and living a, you know, quote unquote, normal life. And then later when my daughter was born, when I got pregnant, and then it was when she was born, and, you know, and so on, you know, it just, it was me lying to myself, the fantasy, it says it somewhere else here that, you know, to control and enjoy our drinking, or for me to control and enjoy cookies and ice cream was my fantasy. And that's exactly what it was. It was a fantasy because it was never going to happen, not for someone like me. And getting abstinent this time, it was surrendering to my true condition of who I really am. And it was a gift of honesty that was born from desperation, but it was a gift to finally see myself as who I really was. You know, and it's funny because this is a program where, you know, friends will, if we're in a bad spot, they'll say, it's okay, you know, it's going to get better, or things like that. But in program, people say, it's not going to get better, and it's only going to get worse. And for me, I kind of had to see it that way, that, you know, I'm not the moderate drinker. I'm not the hard drinker, or the hard eater, or the moderate eater. You know, I can't just binge and purge a little bit. You know, my disease is such that, you know, it becomes number one for me. So, you know, I'm grateful for knowing which category I'm in, and it's not these two. So that's all I wanted to share. Thank you so much. I pass.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ivy S. Okay, Margo P. is up next, and we will have time for a couple more shares after Margo P., it's looking like. So please go ahead, Margo.
Hi, my name is Margo P., compulsive overeater, Florida. I'm grateful to be on this call. Thank you for doing the service and everyone sharing the experience, strength, and hope. For me, reading this paragraph, I don't remember when I was a moderate eater, because I know I was a compulsive overeater, but I know that I had the disease. I didn't know that I had the disease until I come into OA. And I remember how the damage that was causing me and my kids, me eating in front of my children, like, compulsively. And I didn't realize that the damage that I was doing on my health, on a physical level, gaining all this weight, feeling miserable, and then going to the doctor, like 20 or 30 years ago, going to the doctor, and if you keep gaining weight, you need to lose weight. And I kept saying, why? And then I come to find out that I wind up having cholesterol problem. You know, so, oh my God, it runs in my family. I have a, and then he says, you need to watch your diabetes. You know, your sugar's going to get high. And it was in a level that, like, if I don't watch it, I don't stop compulsive eating, what I'm eating, the food that it was causing me, my health. So coming to the OA taught me that I have the allergy. I didn't realize that. Learning in the book, understanding with my sponsor, and explaining to me about the steps, that's where I was able to get a more understanding and to become fully, fully in program and practice the step on a daily basis. I know that my environment today is like I have that peacefulness now, my serenity, because the food is down. And I am grateful that I am here, and it's only one day at a time, because I know I am a compulsive overeater, but also a past relapse. And I don't want to go to those past relapses, because that past relapse will take me down to to a place where I will not be comfortable with. So knowing that I have this disease, thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you very, very much, Margo P. Okay, so we value your experience. We ask you to keep your share to every third day so others might share their experience too. We do have time for two more shares. Who'd like to comment
Jill
on what
C.
we read today?
Jill C. And one more.
We're commenting on page 20, paragraph 5, on two paragraphs. Moderate drinkers have little ending with need medical attention. We have room for one more. Who'd like to get in the lineup? Star one to unmute.
Nirvana A.
Nirvana A. Thank you very much. Okay, Jill C., please go ahead, and you'll be followed by Nirvana A.
Hi, thanks. This is Jill C., compulsive overeater. This is my second time sharing, so I'm very excited. And when I'm new to the big book, and when I was reading this, it was like my mind was blown. I just saw the progression that happened in me. You know, first I was moderate. I could go on a diet. I've been active and things, you know, and that kind of was the lie that kept me, you know, that was the disease, but I didn't know I had a disease. And then recently I thought back when it got bad and I came to OA, I thought, why was I able to do it before? And then I read these two paragraphs and I realize it's progressive. It keeps going. And, you know, maybe I would try something that a friend who doesn't have the disease would say, oh, well, I eat this as a snack or try this. This fills me up. But I would do that and it would just be a trigger food. And I am so grateful for this meeting and the knowledge that all of you have provided in your shares and just that the book has provided. My sponsor is fabulous. And it, you know, it is just so fun to learn about this and realize, oh my gosh, it's not just you. It wasn't just your willpower. You're not strong enough, but you know, there's a whole lot more going on. And so thank you. I'm just very grateful. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Jill C. Nirvana A, you're up next. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. Thank you for everyone being on the line and listening. I always get nervous when I want to share, but if no one's sharing, I think, okay, I have to share. I have to do my part, my service. So I was so much into the sugar fog that I actually thought everyone ate like me. I didn't even know there was a distinction. I thought the way I ate was normal until someone brought me into the rooms. And they told me, you know, like my husband can have a piece of this dessert and not finish it and have two bites. And I thought she was kidding. I just had never heard or never believed it was possible until I came into these rooms and then the sugar fog started to lift. And I realized, no, we don't all eat the same and we don't all have the allergy. But it just so happens I have the allergy, but doesn't mean everyone else does. So the big book taught me we're different. We have there are different categories, and I'm not going to judge anyone. I'm just going to work on my recovery so that I can shine the light to others who also suffer and maybe help them. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Okay, Nirvana, thank you very much, Nirvana in California. Okay, we do have time for a two-minute share. Anybody want to jump in? I hope somebody does. All your insights are so helpful. Star one's on mute. Last call. Okay. Well,
Lisa,
did someone? Yeah, go ahead. Who was that again?
Lisa.
Lisa.
R.
Please go ahead. You've got Lisa R. And yep. Okay, you've got 2 minutes. Thank you so much.
Gotcha. Thank you. 2 minutes, Lisa R., Idaho, compulsive overeater. The only thing I can, I had a difficult time just coming back into the well, I kind of always stayed, but I had years of program where, I mean, I would binge. I call them $20 binges. So it was real apparent then. And then it kind of morphed into a, I had kids, so I kind of watered down a little bit, I guess, but I was always heavy. I guess it wasn't like binge fast for 3 days, you know, it was more like just eat what I could when I could. And then it got really funny because it would come at night. I would be able to quote control my food intake during the day, And then at night, I would wake up uncontrollably and eat. So then it was real hard to kind of identify myself with other compulsive overeaters, even though I was still going to meetings. I just hadn't heard that. But it's the addiction. I tried to go to doctors and have them explain it to me, what was the matter with me, other than it was the disease. And they, you know, blank stares. Anyways, with that, that's all I have to share. And thanks, I pass.
Thank you very much, Lisa R. Thank you, everybody who shared today, came, listened today, did service. Thank you very, very much. We'll now transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Dion R., will you please read for us? A vision for you.
Hi, and good morning, everyone. This is Dion R. with the, excuse me, vision for you. My vision. Okay. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right and great. Events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. And with that, I'll pass.